Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where I share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You want to visit us on the web? You could certainly do that. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. MVPINSURE.US. If you want to send us an email, you could do that too. It's MVPINSAgency@gmail.com. Again, that's MVPINSAgency@gmail.com. Now, we've had some crazy weather. Down south, there's been even crazier weather. My mother and my sister both live in the Houston area down in Texas. And Texas got hit with a huge snowstorm, an ice storm, where my family lives. Their power had gone out at 5:30 on Monday afternoon and had stayed off until about 3 p.m. Wednesday. No access to running water, no heat. Has been very, very dangerous for them, especially with the temperatures being in the 30s down there in Texas. Thankfully, their power and their water have come back on, and they're slowly starting to get reacclimated and take care of things. But that prompted me to think, what would you do to keep warm during a power outage? And I happened to find an article here from a Preppers website. It's called PreppersWill.com, and you can go to our website, MVPinsure.us. Lower middle of the landing page, you'll see a link to Let's Talk Insurance. Click on through to that. It'll bring you to our blog for today. If you happen to be listening to this podcast later on and you want to check out the article from Preppers Will, easy enough, just do the same thing. Upper right-hand corner of our blog, you'll see a search archives bar. Just go ahead and type in warmth during a power outage, and it'll bring you to the link for today. Now, much of the country experienced a wave of severe cold weather this week, especially in the areas that don't usually see temperatures below 40 degrees. Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and other usually warm states have seen temperatures in the teens, as well as ice and snow. This has affected power grids for these states, leaving many without power, water, and heat. Now, this article from Preppers Will has tips on how to stay warm. They've got a bunch of tips. I'm only going to share five during this podcast because I want you to read the full article from Preppers Will. And Preppers Will has a bunch of articles as far as survival articles, what to do. So check it out. Interesting website, but I want to focus in on the article as far as how to stay warm during a power outage. The first tip I have for you is check your efficiency. Now, this is like before any of the outage happens. I mean, what's happened's already happened, but when I say check your efficiency, that's to prep yourself for the future. Now, you should have someone come into the home to do an examination to point out weak spots as far as losing heat inside your home. Now, many natural gas and electric companies offer, they're called energy expert audits or something like that. I believe it's Consumers Energy has that. I believe that's what it's called, an energy efficiency audit or something to that effect. But these people will come out to your house, do a bunch of tests from around the home, and show you where the leaks are in your home as far as warm air getting out of your home. What you could do is you could take that information and plug all the leaks, seal all your windows and doors, add some additional insulation, whatever that audit report says you need to do, definitely do that. That will help make your home more heat efficient, so that in case the power does go out, the heat won't leave your home rapidly through these leaks. It'll just take some time in order to do that. So be sure to check that out. Again, your natural gas company, electric company offer free services like that. They'll come in and do an audit of your home for you. Second tip I have for you is purchase a generator. Seems simple enough. Depending on your needs, a small generator could be enough to run your stove, refrigerator, and other key electrical appliances. Now, we've talked about that in our previous podcast with carbon monoxide poisoning, okay? Be sure to keep that generator away from all doors and windows and other areas where the generator exhaust could creep in. Now, remember we spoke last time that even having it in your garage, with the garage door open, that's not enough ventilation for a generator. A generator needs to be away from your house. I believe that the article that we read last time around was like 20 feet from your home. So keep that in mind. If you're going to get a generator, make sure that you keep that at least 20 feet from any doors, windows, or any areas that where carbon monoxide could seep into the home. Okay. Next tip I have for you is consider a grill. A propane or charcoal grill will cook food, will cook soup, as well as boil water for drinking and bathing. Again, don't use the grill in an enclosed space or close to your home. Same footage applies, 20 feet from any door or window. Don't put it in your garage with a garage door up. Just don't do that, okay? Carbon monoxide poisoning is real, and it kills, what did I say last time? I believe it was over 400 people a year die from carbon monoxide poisoning. So if you're going to get a grill, just whether it's propane or charcoal, keep it 20 feet from any window or door. Don't use it in an enclosed space, even a garage with the door open. Don't do that. Just keep it outside, okay? The next tip they have for you is conserve existing heat. Use sheets, blankets, towels to trap warm air in occupied areas and prevent cold air from entering. Use blankets, towels, and rugs to insulate the floor of the home or area that you're occupying. Shut doors and vents to any rooms that you're not using. So if you've got a spare bedroom that you're not using, close the vents, close the door, put a towel underneath the door to seal that room off so that any heat that you do have within the home doesn't creep into areas that you're not using. Again, if you've got a family room that you're not using, make sure that that's closed off. Close your curtains, put up blankets up over the curtains to add an additional layer of insulation to keep your home warm. Now, this next one was interesting. Basements could help. Now, according to this article, basements can be easily heated and are naturally insulated by the ground around each wall. So you're in the basement, behind the walls, you've got 6 to 8 feet of below ground, right? You're 6 to 8 feet below ground, and you've got what's behind the walls is dirt. So all that dirt and all that earth is a natural insulation barrier, all right? And usually, typically, it says that basements maintain a temperature between 50 and 60 degrees, which is a lot better than if the outside temperature is 20 degrees. And again, it's easier to heat, and because of that extra insulation, it'll help keep the heat in the basement area that you're in. So that's something you may want to consider. Okay. Now I want you to read the full article from Prepper's Will. Again, you can go to our website, mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. Lower middle of that landing page, you're going to see a link to Let's Talk Insurance. Click on through to the blog post for today's podcast. If you're listening later on, up in the upper right of that blog, you'll see Search Archives and type in the warmth during a power outage, and it'll bring you to a bring you to the article for today. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Again, our web address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you could do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast. We share with you all things insurance, and I hope you have a very safe, very warm week. Warm temperatures are coming here in the Michigan area. We're going to get up into the near 40 all next week, so looking forward to that. But you folks out there, stay warm and keep safe. Take care.